A reading from the second book of Maccabees. It happened that seven brothers and their mother were arrested and were being compelled by King Antiochus under torture with whips and thongs to partake of unlawful swine's flesh. One of the brothers, speaking for all, said, "What do you intend to ask and learn from us? For we are ready to die rather than transgress the laws of our ancestors." After the first brother had died, they brought forward the second for their sport. And when he was at his last breath, he said to the king, "You accursed wretch, you dismiss us from this present life. But the King of the universe will raise us up to an everlasting renewal of life, because we have died for his laws. We have died for his laws." After him, the third was the victim of their sport. When it was demanded, he quickly put out his tongue and courageously stretched forth his hands and said nobly, "I got these from heaven, and because of God's laws, I disdain them, and from God, I hope to get them back again." As a result, the king himself and those with him were astonished at the young man's spirit, for he regarded his sufferings as nothing. After the third brother, too, had died, they maltreated and tortured the fourth in the same way. When he was near death, he said to his torturers, "One cannot but choose to die at the hands of mortals and to cherish the hope God gives of being raised again by him. But for you, there will be no resurrection to life." The word of the Lord.
Go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the go to the house of the Lord. And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of of Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper. May peace ever reign within your walls and wealth within your buildings. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. For love of my family and love of my friends, I pray that peace be yours. For house of the Lord our God, I pray for your good. Let us go rejoicing in the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing in the house of the Lord.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Thessalonians. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and through grace gave us eternal comfort and good hope, comfort your hearts and strengthen them in every good work and word. Brothers and sisters, pray for us so that the word of the Lord may spread rapidly and be glorified everywhere, just as it is among you, and that we may be rescued from wicked and evil people, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and guard you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord concerning you, that you are doing and will go on doing the things that we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and the steadfastness of Christ. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. A group of Sadducees, those who do not believe in the resurrection, approach Jesus and put before him this dilemma. Teacher, Moses has written for our instruction that if a man should die childless, his brother is to marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now, this is the case. There were seven brothers. The first one died childless. The second one married the widow and also died childless, as did the third one. All seven brothers married the widow, and they all died childless. And finally, the widow died. Now, in the resurrection of the dead, whose wife will she be, since all seven brothers have married her? Jesus said to them, in this age, people marry and are given in marriage. But in the age to come, and among those found worthy of the resurrection, there is no marrying or giving in marriage, for they can no longer die. They are like angels. They are children of God because they share in the resurrection. Now, Moses himself taught about the resurrection of the dead in the story of the burning bush, when he spoke of the Lord as the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. Our God is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. For all live to him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.